It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. All right, quick timeout. World of football. Everything you need in about 8 minutes. Except it ain't going to be David because David's vocal cords are shot. We go to Kenny Cott for football today. Gator, please. Kenny, go ahead.
Indeed. So I'm going to start with David's head coach speaking about divisions. I'm a division purist, he says. I love the rivalries and the division play. I love the structure of our scheduling that highlights it. I think division winners should get a home playoff game across the board. Do you like that take?
No.
Is that something you agree
with? Disagree, and I like what the Lions did as a rule proposal. Get rid of exactly what happened this year. Lions, Vikings, the winner gets the 2, the 1, the loser gets the 5. It's not right. Record should speak. Keep the divisional configuration for scheduling. We love our rivalries. But if you win a division at 9-8 and somebody else is second place and went 12-5, no, I don't think you deserve a home game. Disagree completely. Also, deodorant. Find it. Not you, Kenny. Mike Tomlin.
You know what?
What was that? He looked like he had run the New York Marathon.
I know my voice sounds like trash, but I am so sick of Mike Tomlin, okay? I am so sick of this old school mentality. Oh, you can't wear number 0 for my team. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, divisions. You should have a playoff pick. No, I'm sick of it. That's why we're losing. Okay. Evolve.
Okay. All right. That's your talking for the day. You're done. That, David, we need you. Good God. Kenny, or
you know
Rico,
what?
Go ahead.
You know what? No, David, you're absolutely wrong about that. Everything that you said, I dare you to refute what I'm about to say next. But you know what? Tomlin was right in everything that he said. Now, this is where, how about we split the difference?
Okay.
And let the commissioner say, okay, guys, you won your division, but you only had 9 wins. This team had 14 wins. I'm going to shuffle things up. I'm taking it away from you. That's the commissioner's job. Sometimes you got to be the bad cop. I don't think it needs to be a hard and fast rule that we're going to take away winning a division because I do think there is something about that. But if you barely, if you won a horrible division, you shouldn't be rewarded for that.
Agreed.
Especially if you have a losing record. That's why I need the commissioner to step in and say, okay.
The Lions stepped in. We're the captain now. The Lions proposed the rule. Kenny, go ahead.
So this headline falls under the no bleep column of the news.
Okay.
Browns owner Jimmy and D Haslam acknowledged today that signing and trading for Deshaun Watson was, quote, a big swing and a miss. Also, quote, hold me and D accountable.
Okay. And
yes.
And, yeah. And John Wayne Bobbitt had a bad Saturday night. Like, really? You know, it didn't quite work out the way we had hoped. Yeah. It's one of the worst mistakes in league history because Deshaun Watson turned into a pumpkin, and a scandalous one. So thank you for that. Water's wet, boobs are fun. Rico?
But hey, you chose to hit your wagon to that, so, you know.
Enjoy!
I don't even know why this needed to be said. I just find it funny that it was said out loud, and everybody didn't go, oh, wow!
You know, that Michael Jordan was a decent draft pick.
I heard that. Let's move on to a couple of parts on the Jets here. I have two things regarding them. Sports Business Journal reports that the team has offered buyouts to roughly 170 of its 250 employees. The offers were extended earlier this month. Deadline for accepting is today. You can buy out
what?
If you're an employee. Yeah.
Wait, Woody Johnson's getting rid of 170 of 250?
Possibly. 170 could accept a buyout.
What is this, like a Doge cut? What the hell's going on here?
This is how a successful franchise operates, right? This is a sign that things are going
only
well.
Only if you have to call the owner Mr. Ambassador when you dress him.
Wow.
That's a wild story. I would be interested to look at the actual makeup of the cuts. Wow. I mean, if you're getting rid of a ticket rep, what am I going to say? You know, Charlie, who makes the sausage and peppers, is out. I'm not going to freak out. But if these are cutting into the football ops, well, that would be something different. Do you have the makeup or no?
No, I don't. This is just like, this isn't just 10 or 20 or 30 or even 50.
That's 170.
Right, 100%. This is multiple wow. departments of employees that are getting cut.
I don't understand that franchise daily.
Well, you're now learning and you're coming to my side.
Well, because, Mike, sometimes you can exaggerate things a touch.
It's radio. That's what you do. But the Jets are losing.
Right. You don't even have to exaggerate. Like, this is really how they are. Like, wow. Just at this point, dude, just sell the team.
Yes.
Go away.
Love it.
Well, that brings me to the second part of this thing. Jets Uh-oh. Owner Woody Johnson on receiving an F grade on the NFLPA report card this past season. Quote, my first reaction, I think it's totally bogus, but we want to improve every day.
Yeah, same guy who allows his teenage son, allegedly, to have decision-making power based on Madden rankings. Yeah, it's bogus. No, you're bogus with your stupid little hat. I hate the hat he wears. It drives me nuts. The guy's in a suit, and he wears a hat that hasn't fit him since he was 12. And it's like the cheapest little Jet hat on the planet. It's not even a nice one.
Yes. Go ahead.
I know. I was waiting on
no,
you.
I got okay. nothing.
Torpedo bats.
All right. Let's go to something that's a little less useful than the torpedo bats.
Okay.
The UFL-NFL relationship might be expanding. The NFL has worked collaboratively with the UFL, talking about potentially loaning some of its back-end roster candidates to the UFL.
Yeah, how about loaning them some money?
I was going to say, what do you make of it?
I leave it to Rico. I'm done with any form of alternative football league that plays in the spring. I don't care if The Rock, Sylvester Stallone, I don't care who's involved.
Yeah, I mean, I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the lower-end guys more reps so that you could look and say, hey, maybe we have a diamond in the rough, but I can't afford to play them during the season, so you could kind of go here and work out. I understand it, Kenny. You're hoping that maybe one out of every 50 players you realize, oh, you like the Lions discovered, hey, there's a kicker there we can use, and now you got something. That's how I see it.
Let's go to the Houston Texans and their O-line room problems. Albert Breer reported a, quote, borderline toxic offensive line room. They traded away three starters and replaced their offensive coordinator. Is there more belief in this story than these?
No, I think if you've got a bad mix of human beings in that room, maybe it would explain some of the borderline stunning moves they made. Look, that's ultimately why. Like, look at draft season, right? All these people who do mock drafts, you know what they don't have access to? The team facilities, you know, they're not in these interviews. They're not in the – you don't know. Now, look, we're in Detroit. You get a feeling. You talk to people. But it's sitting here in Detroit and acting like you know everything going on with Houston? No. Well, now it's unearthed. Yeah. Personality conflicts, toxic relationships. And the one thing you can't have when you're playing on an offensive line, man, anybody messes up. Your quarterback's dead and everybody looks bad.
Exactly.
I think there's more believability now that report is out, Kenny.
And last one here. Let's talk about Geno Smith. He's arriving in
Why?
Las Vegas.
Okay, here's Rico on his on his godson. I hate Geno Smith. What do you want to know about Geno? He knows everything.
Well, he has 1 year left on his deal. They're working on a long-term extension. It's looming, I guess. God. They're working on it.
Are you just going to be a Raider fan now?
Yeah, I'm going to be a Raider
fan. This is your dream.
No, it's for Geno Smith. Pete Carroll is banking. You can help me out. There is a short window. Pete Carroll, 70 years old? He's not trying to do this forever. I think basically, hey, I'm going to be here about 3-4 years. Let's go ahead and extend you out for the same time. I'm going to sink or swim with you. If this works out, great. We win the Super Bowl. If not, I go retire with a lot of money that I stole from the Raiders. And whatever you can get from them, great.
Are the Raiders just on the road to 9-8? Like, all they're doing is rebuilding Seattle, a 9-8 team. We're going to hire the coach. We're going to get the quarterback. We're going to call about Kenneth Walker. We're going to call about DK Metcalf.
Right.
Wait, hey, what are they doing?
I don't know, but it's Tom Brady is running the team, so he's going to get carte blanche, and nobody's going to question anything because, you know, Brady.
Oh, and a last one. Actually, this is the last
quickly.
One. Rapid fire. Where in the world is Aaron Rodgers last spotted? Because I have the answer, and I want your guesses.
It's not with DK Metcalf at a throwing
No,
session?
That was originally the last place, but an update has come to this story.
Okay, just give it. We're short on time.
Panini Brothers?
Nope. What is it? Wrong again. Tijuana. He was spotted coming out of a hotel room in Tijuana.
What the hell are you? You know what? Probably best we don't want to know.
And we can leave it there. I mean, that is football today.
Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Shout out Piston fans. Hell of a job by you guys. I thought it was a really good conversation. The team is... they're ball breakers, man. So the question was like, do you want to fully lean into that? Last night, obviously a fight. Oh, beef stew's involved. But the other side of it is, look, if you want your best chance at a championship, you probably want to lean away from bad boy stuff. Like when everything in your body tells you lean into it, probably lean away. But this team, they were going to win that game last night. If they didn't get screwed with who got ejected and how. But again, it doesn't send a good message when Bickerstaff is scrapping. Ron Holland is Beef Stew Jr.
Yeah, he is.
Be careful. Be careful getting high on your own supply. I understand it worked in 90. It worked in 04. Ain't going to work now. Now, this team, luckily, they score, lead the league in dunks. They can shoot. I want to bring in another superstar this summer. I'm not interested in junkyard dog stuff. No, I want a superstar.
J-Y-D.
Oh, for all my seals. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean. Right. I don't think we need to settle for less. I think they're an exciting young team. I got to get Cade back on the court. Mm-hmm. I'm not sounding alarm bells. I'm just a little concerned. That's all. Calf injuries are tricky.
See, I thought maybe it was just one of those, okay, we're in the playoffs. Let's give Cade some rest. Guess what? He's played this year, and he didn't do the load management thing. But, you know, let's give him a couple days off, get ready for the playoffs.
That was Spurs and Pelicans.
Yeah.
That is not missing games.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Which they won.
Right. But right now I'm starting to think maybe there's a little more to it. At first, I just thought you're just giving the big fella a break.
Let's go to ticket techs. And then I do want to get. Can I have one segment on torpedo bats? And then we can talk about how excited I am for tonight's game because Jackson Job gets his first career start.
Yes.
Also, the Minnesota Twins are being no-hit by the White Sox. They're on their way to 0-4.
Watch out for the White Sox.
They're no, I okay. Can I just say this? No one has bombed the White Sox more than me. But I have a lot of doubt in my mind they're going to be 50-win bad again. Like, they're going to be better. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they're going to shock the world or anything. But, like, come on. That was beyond the beyond last year. But they're look, go ahead and beat the Twins. Make it easier for us. Kenny, ticket techs, I know it's been a minute. Go ahead.
I agree with your general premise, Mike, but I'm not going to put last night on Isaiah Stewart. The Timberwolves had two adults jump a teenager, and he jumped in to defend his teammates.
I'm not blaming. I'm saying, me. His reputation precedes him, and it's the way the league perceives it. For instance, you get into a playoff game against Indiana, and he starts doing the finger point thing. It may not even be his fault. You're going to be the one to pay the price.
Yep.
Just like Draymond, just like Dylan Brooks, the league has started to identify. I am with you guys. I can't stand DiVincenzo, even though he's Italian. Right. Redheads can't be Italian. It's a lie.
He is Italian.
It's a lie.
He's Italian.
A lie, and I need a 23andMe to confirm.
Well, you know what? Then he paid an awful lot of money for that last name.
Maybe Ellis Island screwed it up. The point I'm making, it's not about blame. It's about how you're going to get treated. Go ahead.
Well, no, and it's not only that. Is he's got his reputation, and I don't think he can cure. He can't change his reputation at all. The league sees him now as a malcontent.
When he walked off the court and did the Detroit thing, I'm like,
Detroit.
Oh, no.
Across my chest.
Detroit. And by the way, what a bunch of losers the T-Wolves are. Wow, oh yeah, doing Malik Beasley's little shuffle after the game. You idiots. There's no Cade, there's no Tobias, and half the team got tossed out. And celebrating?
I guess they said scoreboard.
Put Minnesota in this division, damn it.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Social media. Social media is calling them the bad boys, and that's crap because that was a different era. They need to establish their own identity.
Well, and again, you know, talking with Evan, who manages all socials at the station and videos, that's part of the genesis of the topic is you feel the groundswell of like, well, last night's a rallying cry. We're going to be the bad boys. And it's like, I don't think you want to go that route. If we want to bring the Larry O'Brien home in the next few years, I wouldn't do that. And I don't think we need to.
No.
This town,
it's the easy route.
Right. It's like cliche. And it's like, what? The Red Wings never settled. There was no era of the Red Wings called the bad boys with knives on their feet. There's no, the Lions right now, they can say grit, but the reality is the Lions are as Hollywood as anybody.
Fun, right.
They have some of the best players in the sport. And for the Tigers, when they've been good, they have superstars.
Fair.
So, like, we don't need to accept less.
Detroit, by Mike's own assessment, is a free agency wasteland. Only way we can win is to either outspend, which we can't because of the cap, or create an island of misfit toys and go in all in on Bad Boys 2.0. Please show me another path.
Sure. Option C, trades. Thank you. It's not hard if you're looking. It is a free agency wasteland until you have the team in place. Now, we've seen it before. At different periods when the Pistons are good, quality players have come here for less. Okay? It can happen again. Mm-hmm. It will happen again. But you have to have that next chess piece in place. If you put a Robin to Batman, which is Cade, you will absolutely be able to attract a free agent to complete the puzzle.
I mean, just look at the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, who wants to really live in Milwaukee? But they started winning. And people wanted to go there.
Right. We'll never be Miami. We'll never be Houston, L.A.,
right. New York. You can't sell the beach. You can't sell a lifestyle.
Look, the Celtics aren't a free agency destination. Not sure if you heard of this. The city's got a bad rep racially.
Really? I did not know that.
Jeez.
Kenny, it's the truth. But now that the Celtics got good, Celtics aren't a free agent destination. How'd they get the player? They traded for Derek White. They traded for KP. They traded for Jrue Holiday. You can make trades, people. I know Scott Harris doesn't want to make any. I know Stevie doesn't want to make any that we care about. Wow. And I know Brad doesn't want to make any. But you can make trades. I am here to announce two things. Torpedo bats, trades.
Well, three things. Celtics, diversity, right up there with the Jazz.
Little tough. Little tough.
All right. Why are you guys hating on a team having character in a league that has none, especially when it's working? Pistons basketball is finally entertaining, and the NBA needs more moments.
Why are you
it's only going to take you so far.
Why are you being a sensitive, insecure, low-rent loser? No one's hating. What is wrong with you people?
No.
Do you want to know? I'm sorry.
Go for it, Mike.
No one is being negative. We are having an honest conversation about pathways to championships and whether going down that pathway gives you the best option. No one's hating. No one even softly criticized this basketball team. You people need to stop. Or here's your option. You can live in a fantasy world where your team's perfect and you don't talk about it. Just go to some bought and paid for pod or the team website and leave me the F alone. Because that's never been what we do, nor will we. No one has been negative. Hating? No, that seems like you can't participate in the conversation, therefore you burp out a cliche response of hating or douche. Well, it's neither. My goodness, people. It is very scary in 2025 how you cannot have conversations. Tell me I'm pretty at all times or you're hating. No, not hating. I want to win a Larry O'Brien.
Because there's no such thing as disagreeing with people. It's, I'm right, you're wrong, and I'm going to prove this. Because
I'm right about torpedo bats. That's the only thing I will not accept slander on. I want to order the Tigers torpedo bats.
So torpedo bats, thumbs up. The brotherly shove, thumbs down.
Correct.
Okay.
One is perfectly legal.
And the other is perfectly legal.
And in the spirit of the rules.
And the other is perfectly legal in the spirit of the rules.
I disagree.
I mean, why not aluminum bats?
Hater.
Ting.
Douche. Hater. Hey, I have no comeback, so hater. Okay, Kenny, go ahead. Hey, there it is. That's a torpedo bat.
All right. Next up, aluminum bats.
Ping. Kenny, go ahead.
Oh, my God, the pitcher's dead.
I don't love that you guys did that at the same time. All right.
We spent way too much time around each other.
Beef Stew is who we should embrace as a great representative of our city. He gives us that physical edge.
Yeah, disagree. Look, I would embrace him based on backup center, high-level defender, physical player. No, I don't have to embrace a guy that's been suspended 6 times and has like a litany of techs. No, I think we're better than that. And I don't have to lean into some passé cliche about our town. As if Detroit is a wasteland and we can only do what? Fight people? No, it's actually a good place to live. Like we don't need to be less. No, I embrace Cade Cunningham. Why? He's awesome. No, I don't need to embrace a guy who wants to just bury people and averages 5 points and 5 boards a night. No. Like this town embraced Steve Yzerman. Why? He was awesome. Verlander, Miggy, Amon-Ra, Jahmyr Gibbs, Aiden. We embrace awesome. Then it comes to the Pistons. No. Embrace guy who's limited ability and fights people. No. I don't understand it. I'm not intolerant of him, but I'm not going to embrace that because it's not going to lead to a championship.
It's why nobody ever wants to see him get traded. Say, oh, well, you know, throw him into a trade and watch fans lose their
mind. As long as he's a bench player, he can provide me value. But he has no value as a starter. So that's my point. I'm fine with it. I mean, he's expensive considering the role. But no, this again, deifying him is exactly what I don't want to do. Because it's leaning into things.
It's too late.
Okay, well, then I mean, seriously, I can't help.
Mike, there are certain I'm going to harken back.
Quickly harken. I got to go.
Kay put on the buffs, and the city embraced him. Last night, He said, hey, Detroit across my chest, city embraced him.
Great.
He took on the Lakers, city embraced.
Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. And our YouTube page, subscribe and thumbs up and whatever. If you want what we actually have to say, look, I want one segment on this. I need you guys to just tell me yay or nay. I think it's going to go one way or the other on the torpedo bats. If you missed it, the Yankees use these new weird shaped bats. It puts more of the bulk of the bat on the label versus parts of the bat that don't get used. Here are the three rules that make a bat legal. It's got to be made from one piece of wood. Check. It can't be more than, I think, 42 inches long. Check. And it can't have a diameter of bigger than 2.62 inches. Check, right? The width. So here's the deal. The Yankees hired an MIT grad, a former professor. I think his name is Aaron Leisman or Learman. He won a Nobel Peace Prize as a part of a research group.
Mm-hmm.
This is his brainchild. It is legal. And the Brewers have no pitching. So it combined for the Yankees hitting 15 home runs in three games.
Say 9 in one game.
Yeah, with weird-looking bats. Now, the Braves have placed an order for torpedo bats. The Braves are in.
Bro's about to get rich.
Well, maybe. Here's my question. This goes one of two ways, right, fellas? Either everyone's using these bats in the next week, or MLB is going to somehow say no. And you go, why? Reasons.
Has to be you get the bats for at least the year.
Hats for bats.
Because here's what happens. If not, you gave the Yankees an unfair advantage, and when everybody else wanted to do it, you said, no, you can't.
Why can't the Tigers order torpedo bats?
Man, that order would have already been placed. They would have been sitting there waiting in Seattle for the team. Like, and everybody's had a bat in their room and they checked in like, hey, here you go, guy. Here's your torpedo bat. Yes, that's what I would have done.
Now, not everyone's using. I want to be clear. Like, Aaron Judge does not use a torpedo bat, but Aaron Judge
but
is
I mean,
also
he's Aaron Judge.
6'7", 260.
Watch me hit three home runs.
Right. But the torpedo bat thing is one of the biggest stories in sports. Here's my question. Do you view it as cheating?
I do not.
David, do you view it as cheating?
No.
Okay, so is it because it's the Yankees that has caused people such consternation?
Absolutely, because if this was the White Sox, no one would care because nobody was watching.
So why have the Tigers not placed their order for torpedo bats?
Because they're probably either, my opinion, they haven't thought about it. Secondly, they're probably thinking, well, let's see if it gets banned. I would be pushing the envelope right
The now. Braves are in?
Right.
Braves, why can't we be in?
Because you know what? Hey, we haven't won a game yet.
What if
maybe there's a competitive advantage.
What if the torpedo bat was the only thing holding Javi back? Oh. He just needs a torpedo bat.
Javi gets a torpedo bat. 36 homers. He's got like a 950 OPS.
No, he needs a Bodor. That's what he needs.
Could you imagine Wyatt Langford with a torpedo bat?
Okay, timeout. That's not fair. That's provocative.
So, Mike, could you answer that question, please?
I can, because he won the game yesterday with a home run. Cutscene. Max Clark went to the movies. Mm. But no.
What did he see?
The new Snow White or whatever. The controversial movie, right?
Okay.
I don't know why it's controversial. I won't click on the articles. I don't care.
I'll explain it to you in the break.
Tremendous. Okay. No, listen. I texted Kenny that yesterday. I go, hey, Wyatt Langford bomb. In other news, Max Clark's at the go-kart track. I'm like AJ's bemoaning. I wish we had one more thing fall into place, and the Tigers are 2 for a million with runners in scoring position. I'm like, well, you know, you could have drafted a college bat.
Yeah, see, the bats, because once again, hitting a baseball, one of the hardest things to do. It's not like the shift where that to me was
cheating. That was cheating.
That was like, come on, guys. There's no skill involved if you stack seven people to the left.
Does baseball outlaw these bats, yes or no?
No.
Then the Tigers need to be on the phone and order some torps.
You know what? If they don't have those bats here by opening day, somebody should be fired.
What's a case of torpedo bats cost? Could I send it down to Copa to the world headquarters?
Hopefully, maybe they're going to be a back order. This guy is going to be rich if baseball allows it.
Hold on. Jay has just called in. He's got a thought on torpedo bats. Jay, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I love the show, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I think it's super illegal. These things are basically just add more beef to the label of the bat. And that scumbag organization that you like, Mike, the Yankees, they just find a way to cheat every year on something.
How do we cheat? What have we done to you, Jay? We didn't win.
Anthony Volpe was hitting. What was he hitting? I don't know the average what he was last year. He was a nobody, and now he's cranking home runs with Jazz. In the season opener, these guys they're not skilled. So you're going to add beef to the bat so the pitching doesn't matter? I mean, I know the Brewers don't have great pitching, but
no.
I just think it's cheating baseball and cheating pitchers.
All right. I just want to say, hold on. I appreciate the scumbag organization reference. I do. But to be fair, Volpe, you're right, not a power hitter. I know he's got two homers this year, but he did have 21 as a rookie. And he was arguably a top five prospect in the game. I know it's been a little struggle, but he's a good ball player. I mean, Jay, he's about a four war ball player on a yearly basis. And he's like 12 years old. So I just, you know, I know you're slandering my guys, and that's okay. But it's not like Volpe is, you know, can of corn. I mean, if you come up as a rookie and hit 21 bombs, I don't know. I think it's hilarious. They're not illegal by design, but they feel illegal. Can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Can I at least have a week of data before I know the torpedo bats are a cheat code?
Well, I'm sure you can find it because Brandon.
No. Hey, Scoops.
Brandon. Wow. I thought I had some decent information coming here. Now I can't. It doesn't matter.
Zoink, Scoops. Go ahead quickly.
Brandon Lockwood Rich, who plays for the Padres now, was in you all's organization for 8 years.
Let him finish.
He says they used this in previous spring trainings. So I'm sure there's plenty of data out there when they were using them. Major League Baseball can't get rid of them. It's already been used.
Torpedo bats. All right. David, thank you so much. Get your vocal cords in order.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.